Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
David Hochberg is in the WGN radio studios. You'll hear him Saturday morning at 10 with the Three Ring Circus. That is the, what do you call that show you do
now? Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Home Sweet Home Chicago. David, you follow you're in the finance side, though, right?
Yes, sir.
So is it true that after the Super Bowl, the real estate market starts, or is it later in the season?
Well, real estate professionals will tell you the market never stops, because there are always interested parties trying to sell. There's always interested parties trying to buy. And that whole thought process of we have to wait till after the Super Bowl, I think, was crushed about literally 7 years ago, because around 2010, 2011, I remember Super Bowl, we literally got 12 inches of snow that Super Bowl. I remember Lou Malnati's had a shutdown early to send their drivers home because it was too dangerous for their drivers to be out delivering that delicious pizza. And I was in my office watching the Super Bowl, talking to listeners about pre-qualification letters. And people were out that day and the day before looking at homes. So that whole myth of we have to wait to the Super Bowl to get ready to list your house, it was debunked a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because the real estate market's a 24-hour market.
But obviously, the warmer the weather, the nicer the weather, the better it is to sell a house.
Well, sure. But if you get transferred in or transferred out and you have to sell, you get divorced and can't afford a house, if somebody passes away and you don't need that big of a house, life happens and your listeners have to react accordingly, and some can't wait until April or the official start of the sales cycle, whatever it is in their head.
So what kind of season is it going to be, a buyer's or a seller's?
It's definitely a seller's market right now. We're seeing a limited inventory. If you talk to any realtor out there, they will tell you that the sales cycle for homes that are on the market is very, very, if they're priced right, but like anything else, anything under $300,000 to $400,000 is flying off the shelf for first-time home buyers. Individuals that want to move up, your listeners out there that want to move up, a lot of listeners are just getting out and packing up and getting the heck out of Illinois.
Oh, really? Are you seeing that?
100%.
We talk about that a lot, like, because I know the population is going down in Illinois.
Yes.
What's the reason why?
Taxes.
I don't know that I believe that.
I believe it.
I believe they don't like that. But has somebody said, hey, David, taxes are so high in Illinois, I'm going to go through the hassle and life change of moving somewhere
yeah.
else?
Franklin County, Tennessee is one of the fastest growing counties in the United States. I just had lunch with one of my borrowers who is a sales rep for another radio station on Monday.
Yeah.
And he got out, sold his house in Crystal Lake, $13,000, $14,000 worth of real estate taxes on a 2,200 square foot house, bought a brand new house down in Franklin County, Tennessee. Beautiful house, real estate taxes, same size, actually bigger, 2,800 square foot, brand new construction, $2,200 a year.
I don't want to argue this point with you, but I think I have to, because say the taxes were $2,200 a year in Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
Would he still be here?
Absolutely. He has family up here. He's not moving down there. Plus, it's a lot milder down there.
Okay, but then for $10,000 a year, he's going to sell his house, put his kids in a new school. Maybe he doesn't have kids in school, but just get a new doctor. I mean, just think about how complicated moving is to a place you don't know anybody. I'm not saying taxes here are great. It's a bite in the butt.
Well,
but really, you think that's why people move?
Well, he's retiring. And he didn't want to stay here. He doesn't have a really booming personality.
But
so, you know, moving down to Tennessee.
He doesn't have friends.
He doesn't have friends up here, so it doesn't matter. I mean, he's not displacing any friends.
No, but that's it. I think you've tipped. That is that he's going to retire and move anyway.
Right.
So, sure, he'll go to a place that has low taxes. That's different than I'm leaving Illinois because of the taxes. The truth is I'm going to move, period. And I don't like the taxes here, but he hadn't moved before until
Correct.
He retired.
Correct. And he was looking to get out as soon as he could. Still working. He's semi-retired, right? He's in his early, I think he's 61, but he still has a full-time job up here. He's still covering all his accounts up here, still covering all his clients up here. And he decided to move down there. Plus, his daughter and son-in-law, right, are moving down there to join him. They're in their late 20s. No kids, want to start a family, don't want to start it up here. They're going to take your son-in-law's got a great job with a company that's also located in Franklin County, Tennessee. So they're moving down there. daughter has a great job as a physical therapist or something. Can work anywhere. Highly desirable in a fast-growing community. So she's moving down there.
It's such a shame, isn't it? Because the taxes are too high here. But if we don't tax people here, given the fiscal situation in the state, I don't know what the answer is.
I truly don't believe it's the taxing part of it. I think it's the nobody's doing something to try to fix why they're taxing the heck out of us. And I really think that's the exhaustion. I'm 53 years old, okay? And I started paying attention to this when I graduated college when I was 22. Okay, so more than half my life, I've been living in Illinois since I was 7. But I've been paying attention for more than half my life. And you look at something, John, and you're like, okay, this is messed up. But nothing's done. And like 10 years later, it's still messed up, but it's worse. And now we're at 2020, and it's really messed up, and nobody's doing anything about it. And that's, I think people are exhausted of the corruption, of the nonsense, of nothing changes. You look down at Springfield, and nothing changes. And every time they open their real estate tax bill, it impacts them. And the biggest thing that I want to get through to your listeners, and I mentioned this on Saturday, the listeners that rent, that say, this has nothing to do with me. Why do I care? Listen here, Spartacus. You're renting from somebody.
Who's paying taxes.
Who's paying more real estate taxes that they're going to jack it up on your next lease that you sign with them. And if it's not you, then the next person coming in, because the landlord's like, oh, yeah, this is great. I own a building. I just got nailed for $12,000 more in real estate taxes. I'm going to eat that $12,000 loss. No, guess what? Everybody that rents from them or her are going to get drilled with that 12 G's.
Is the interest rate, what's a 30-year fixed rate right now?
Mid to high threes again. It's still robust. The market is still fluid. And we are taking your listeners that we refinanced 4 to 5 months ago, 6 months ago, taking them out of their slightly higher interest rate loan that we put them into because there is a rate adjustment when you do a cash out refinance and putting them into lower rates today.
What's the dividing line? Where do people need to be in order to justify refinancing? Above 5?
Well, I would think, listen, we've taken your listeners out of 3.75% rates and put them into 4.5 to get money out to pay off debt. So that's a loaded question, so I have to answer it this way. If you're looking to just lower your rate, if it starts with a 5, you need to get up and get to a phone or get to a computer and call us at 855-56-DAVID or call another lender. You need to call somebody and look to do something. If you're in the 4s on a 15-year fixed loan, you really need to take a look at that because there's a really, 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 really good shot you could lower that rate and maybe even lower the term.
If the rates are so low on a 30, what are they on a 15?
Even lower. They're probably half a point lower.
Half a point lower. So should I do 15?
No.
Or since it's so low at a 30, minimize your monthly payment and shoot, you're not going to save that much money for half a point.
My philosophy is this. I'm not a big fan of 10, 20, or 15-year fixed loans because you could always turn a 30 into a 20 by paying extra. You could turn a 30 into a 15 by paying extra. The flexibility that you have when you have a life holy camoli moment there, holy crap moment, where life happens moment, somebody gets sick, loses a job, gets injured, your car breaks down, your washer and dryer goes out, the 4,000 other things that could go on, and you need that extra $500 to $1,000 to fix something, it's a lot easier to do that. When you're on a 30-year fix, I can't tell you how many listeners we take that have $40,000, $30,000 with credit card debt, but they've got a 15-year fixed loan. I'm just like, it makes no sense.
David Hochberg's here. Here's my number, 312-981-7200. Call or text now. Doug had a question or a comment about the taxes, and you may too. Our taxes here are just too high, said David, and say a lot of you. So you said the 30-year fixed notes right now are about 3.
A lot of variables. It starts with a 3. A lot of variables go into quoting a rate. Credit score is number one. What you're trying to do if you're just looking to lower the rate or the term, or you're looking to take money out with the cash out, the rate will be a little higher. So if you're just doing a vanilla loan where you're just going in with great credit, you're looking. So it'll start with a 3. That's the best way to say it.
Couple questions and comments, 312-981-7200. Hey, Doug, thanks for calling. You're on WGN with David Hochberg. How are you?
Hey, John. Hi, David. How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, Doug?
Good. So, yeah, I was listening to the story about the guy that moved to Franklin, Tennessee. Now, my daughter's out of college. I mean, out of high school, I apologize. But back in 2005, we moved from Roselle to Barrington, and the taxes weren't that much different at the time. We went from a $300,000 home to about a $550,000 home, and the taxes weren't that much different because at that time, Lake County was pretty reasonable. That's changed, of course.
Yeah,
but I just, yeah, they've changed a lot. And but we still stay because we love the home and we love the neighborhood, we love the town. And the thing is that we moved to a higher tax bracket in the real estate taxes for the education. We consider Roselle to be mediocre at best for the education that she was looking for. And Barrington was really getting her the best promise to go where she wants. And as far as the student loans, again, that's the same sort of thing. We're paying for her college, you know, out of our pocket, and we'll be paying for a law school as well. So, you know, I admit I'm not in the same bracket as everybody, and I admit that there are a lot of people that this would benefit, but my question would be, why would anybody want to move to an area that has a mid-level rated high school versus a higher level and not want to pay the, you know, pay the taxes for it?
Well, you know what we do sometimes? Thank you for the call, Doug. It's an interesting point because Brenda and I click around all the time, the whole country and Indiana and Michigan, just seeing what Chicago is versus other places. A lot of places, the taxes are a fifth, a sixth of what we're paying or what you're paying in the suburbs. Then you click on quality of schools, and the ratings on the schools are not as good.
Correct.
So if you want your kids to go to school in Franklin, Tennessee, or whatever, maybe there's a swell high school there, but you take my point that if you're going to school in Hinsdale or New Trier or Lincoln Way, those are pretty good schools, and you're paying for them, but you are getting something for them.
And I agree with you 100%. I live in Northbrook. We have four school districts in Northbrook. 27, 28 are 100% Northbrook, and we have 30 and 31, which are part of other towns, okay? Why? And we have 33,000 people, residents, in Northbrook, and we have four school districts. That's great, and I'm saying the Northbrook schools are great, but we have two school districts. Finkston Road separates 27, District 27, 28, and we have two school districts for the town of Northbrook that are 100% Northbrook residents, and the people in Northbrook are nuts because they will not consolidate those school districts.
What are the two high schools?
It's Glenbrook North and Glenbrook South, but that's District 2225. So at least they figured out the high schools right. My whole thing is roll all the schools in the District 225. You got a superintendent. But I don't understand the mentality here. Everybody complains about high real estate taxes, and then we have two school districts right next to each other in a town of 33,000 people that we can merge together and save hundreds, if not millions of dollars.
Administrative costs, things like that?
Absolutely. Two superintendents, two assistant superintendents, two of everything.
John, we're paying $26,000 in Crystal Lake. John, I'm a real estate taxes. John, I'm a counselor in private practice in Aurora. I have a dozen or so clients who have left Illinois because of the taxes. Same with a lot of people I know over at the gym. And one more here, David. We're just getting pages of these.
Yeah.
John, we call ourselves economic immigrants. We moved 3 years ago to Fisher, Indiana. There's a big group of us in Fisher, Indiana. We went from a $14,000 tax bill to $3,600. It pays for the move in the first year.
Yeah.
And there's a housing boom there. Values went up 14%. Although, in the Chicago area, you say, is this true for the suburbs as well? Do you think that the values of homes are strong right now because of the limited inventory?
Because of the limited inventory, 100%. And here, I'll give you an example of craziness. We have a borrower who's listening right now, just signed a contract. Amy Kite was the realtor. $230,000 home in Grays Lake. Guess what the real estate taxes are?
$230,000 home in Grays Lake. What are the property taxes? I'm going to guess $9,500.
$12,000. It's crazy. I mean, it's almost 4%. It doesn't make sense.
$1,000 a month in property taxes. That might be on that house more than the mortgage.
100%. They're paying more because for every $100,000 in mortgage payment is around $520. Say $500 just to do the simple math, right? They're putting down 5%. Their mortgage payment will be less than what their real estate taxes are. And that is just crazy.
So then it breaks your heart when you realize how much of that is going to the principal, too, because most of the mortgage payment is interest, and then taxes,
yes,
and then just you owned a doorknob this week.
Right. Congratulations.
Fran, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Fran? You're on the air.
Hi. I just have a question. Do you do any real estate or any oh dear, can't talk, any out-of-state financing or homes, you know, because I'm thinking of my kids, one, two live in North Carolina, two live in Colorado Springs,
yes.
And I just wondered if you helped people like that.
Yes, Homestead's licensed in 35 states, and we have affiliation with lenders, loan officers that are licensed in those states. So if you'd like us to check out, if we can help your kids, we'd love to make that up, you know, have that opportunity.
Okay. Well, that's great. That was my question, so thank you so much for your help.
Thanks,
Fran. Hold on. We'll make sure that you get the number or address, which is, do that again.
Very simple. 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com, and they can load, your listeners can download podcasts of our show at wgndavid.com.
56david.com. What a coincidence, because your name is David.
Shocking.
Tom, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Tom? You're on the air with David Hochberg.
Well, yeah, David, I agree with you 100%. The taxes in this county, state, city are outrageous. In 1979, I bought a restaurant with my wife in Schaumburg, very successful. We were there 33 years, started out paying $18,000 in taxes, sold it to a car dealership. In 2012, the taxes were $68,000. Plus the $3,000 I had to pay to a tax consultant to get the taxes down.
And that was the good deal.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know, and here's the deal. Listen, if taxes are high, at least tell me what I'm getting. Like, do we have more fire trucks? Do we have better students?
Here's what you're getting.
They need to justify those expenses.
Here's what you're getting. Getting 7,000 units of government.
Yeah,
okay.
You are.
We have 7,000 units of government. So we're getting a ton of government. I went to a transportation hearing about 10 years ago at the Northbrook Library. It was funding. All the state reps are up there. All the state senators are up there. And the amount of people that we had to talk about the roads in our area, I'm just like, you get a pension, you get a pension. It was like Oprah. You get a pension, you get a pension, you get a pension, you get a pension.
Boy, you think about that. That's right.
I'm just looking around the room. And then I get up there and I'm like, hey, we're landing planes, 747s at O'Hare. Okay, loaded with people on runways, never have a pothole. I can't drive from Northbrook to the West Loop without popping four tires a winter. What are we doing wrong here?
Boy, if you're a state representative and you look out into the gym and there's a guy named Hochberg standing
about
up,
it.
Turn off the microphone. His will be on at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
That's David Hochberg, 56david.com.